all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, it's really Outside the Box Wednesday with Ty Bollinger. I think Ty hasn't even been on, and he's already offended our board op, Justin. What happened there? I have no idea. Ty, you with me?
Am I supposed
Are you with
come
me,
on
Ty?
Now? Am I supposed to be on?
Yes, you're supposed to be on. Like, what the heck?
A long intro for the show. Did you know that?
It's not April Fool's.
I know.
Yeah, is it? No.
It wasn't. Yeah, not even April Fool's Day. By the way, my wife called and said you got half the idea right about sending the men out once a month to the man cave, but you have to take the kids with you, according to my wife. So, or to the beach, wherever you go. Anyway. So, yeah. So just so you know. Ty Bollinger, Outside the Box, co-author of Unlock the Power to Heal. We are doing Outside the Box Wednesday, as we do each and every Wednesday together, and I can't get him much more than that, other than the fact that we were just together in Atlanta, which was a super bonus, but now you're knee-deep in numbers because of your other job.
Yeah, I am. You know, I was really looking forward to the outside-the-box music and all that to kind of get me back into the other place where I can do this. I'm not so sure I can do the show right now, so I may just have to let you go, Robert.
Oh, no, don't leave me. Ty, don't leave me. especially because we do have to talk about a plant, again, that we love to talk about, one
All
that
right.
God created. And
yes.
Interestingly enough, three additional states may be ready to tell the feds to pound sand over cannabis.
Yeah, I saw that, man. It's in one of them is your state, isn't it? Florida. Florida's got I was reading the articles, and they all have very similar themes. They're all pushing the low THC and the high CBD strains of hemp for legalization. Now, I don't know if they're going to actually get through and they're going to get passed into law in these states. We got Georgia, Utah, and then Florida. But it's mm-hmm. nice that they're pushing them. I mean, whether it's going to make it into law or not, I honestly doubt it. But hey, if it does, that's great.
Well, what's interesting about this, the states, all three, you know, kind of, well, I could see Utah more because they're a dietary supplement state, so they tend to look at plants a little differently. But Florida and Georgia, you know, Florida has been one of the focal points of the war on drugs for decades now. And Georgia being, you know, the Southern Baptist looking at, you know, the misunderstanding of that plant. And you just have this perception that they're not going to do it. But I think the anti-cannabis folks, from whatever side of the political spectrum they're on, are really shocked and surprised now because this is crossing all political limitations or bounds.
Yeah, and they're getting hit from all directions. And I think the reason that Texas, where I live, is so anti-hemp is because of that, because of the misinformed religious slant as well. But, you know, interesting, I was telling you about this over the weekend in Atlanta, that after I did that interview on Carol Alt's show on hemp, I was approached at church the next day by a lot of people that said, "Wow, that's really amazing. I had no idea." And see, that's the thing. It's a misinformation propaganda campaign that is being waged against marijuana. And I say marijuana there, and that'll be the only time I call it marijuana, because that's not really what it's called. It's hemp. It's a hemp plant. It's just sometimes you have a higher content of THC, which is delta-9 tetrahydrocannabinol. That's the psychoactive. And then some strains have a lower THC content and a higher CBD, which is cannabidiol. And that's the difference.
Right.
It's not that one's hemp and one's marijuana. It's all hemp. They're all strains of cannabis sativa or cannabis indica. It's just the stuff that you smoke to get high has a higher content of THC, but it's all been demonized into a one pot that it's all bad for you, and it's really not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of like claiming cholesterol, there's good and bad, is good and evil cholesterol when it's all necessary. And the same thing on the plant. You know, even the THC, let's say if man didn't mess with it, how much CBD versus THC is the right amount? Now, I know that my family has been helped with the CBD-rich industrial hemp that we can get from HempMedsPX.com, and it's legal in all 50 states. But the THC has valuable properties and qualities as well.
Well, you actually, believe it or not, the research that I've done on the different types of cancer, and I'll go run through them real quick: breast cancer, colorectal, prostate, stomach, skin, leukemia, lymphoma, lung cancer, uterine, thyroid, pancreatic, cervical, glioma, brain cancer, and so forth. That most of the studies have been on high THC hemp, and most of the studies, they're actually studying the effect of THC on the cancers, and so. Believe it or not, the THC is not just psychoactive. It's got a lot of medicinal as well, because the majority of the studies that I have read and that are indexed online at PubMed and a lot of other pretty reputable medical sites, they're on high THC hemp.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating. By the way, I do recommend that everybody, if you haven't seen the 5-6 minute interview with Carol Ald on A Healthy You on Fox News with Ty. I mean, I was there watching it happen, and I was so blown away by how well Ty, not that I wouldn't expect you to do well, but I mean, it's like, you got it 5 minutes. You could have, anybody would become a deer in the headlights, especially with the detail that you got out in that time frame. I mean, this is extraordinary. And it's only just begun. Like I said, those that demonize this plant, I think they've lost the argument. And they're just now just struggling. How long can we hold on? Because the prison industrial complex depends upon the war on drugs.
Yeah, it really does. And I talk about that in Cancer Step Outside the Box and also in Monumental Myths. And one of the things that people forget about hemp is not just that it is it's a good medicine when you reduce it to hemp oil, and, you know, so you can use it topically, you can ingest it, but it is a superfood. You know, we were talking about this to the guys at Better Way Health over the weekend, that you can actually eat hemp, and you can mix it in your smoothies. It's got perfect ratio of omega-3 to 6 fatty acids. It's got more GLA, gamma-linolenic acid, than any other plant that we know of. It's really amazing, and it fits right in with what Dr. Jockers preaches on eating good fats, you know, eating plants that have good fats. And so it really is it's a superfood, it's medicine, and just one of thousands of uses for somebody to smoke it and get a psychoactive effect. But the majority of the uses, you know, 99.whatever% of them, are medicinal and nutritional.
Right. And speaking of the nutrients, last hour I was talking about the high-protein paleo-Atkins diet, and I don't know if they embrace – and again, everybody's got a different slant on it, so I can't overly generalize, but my emphasis is on good fats, of course, and even saturated fats being considered good fats, and we're still lied to about that, as you just mentioned, the good fats that are present in the cannabis oil.
Yeah, lots of good fats and you know, good fats in coconut. I just made some lunch that was just fantastic. It was one of the recipes that we got over the weekend from Dr. Jockers. It was the organic cabbage, organic purple onion, organic kale, and then coconut oil. And I cooked that up, put a little bit of organic non-nitrate pepperoni in there. Oh, my, RSB, you would have enjoyed that.
But where am I in all of these things?
There wouldn't have been enough left for you. Sorry, buddy. It's gone. It's gone. And also, you know, one of the things about hemp, too, I say that 99.9% are nutritional and medicinal. Actually, that's not true. They're nutritional, medicinal, and or industrial. And, you know, the industrial uses, as far as being a good fiber used for making clothing, you know, one of the first Model Ts was made from hemp fiber. It ran on hemp oil. A lot of other uses that aren't nutritional or medicinal.
All right. Well, listen, we're looking to promote the plants of creation to be these healing substances as we've known them for thousands of years. I even mentioned the Hebrew scriptures known as the Old Testament last hour, talking about kosher laws, how I think, and I don't know if it's blasphemy to say so, but I think they need to be updated to include the exclusion of GMOs and toxic pesticides and heavy metals contaminating the food that might otherwise be kosher.
Yeah, I agree. I think a lot of the logic in the Old Testament laws that God gave the nation of Israel was because a lot of those things that were forbidden would have made them sick and not as healthy. And I have no doubt about that. I think that was a big component of those laws.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, these are always practical. You know, when we talk about the ancient, if we will, teachings that are out there still present, we've lost sight of the reason that they were given. Of course, mm-hmm. we also acknowledge as above, so below, a clean body, a clean mind, the spirit can flow through us better. And I've always said this, you know, modern medicine, even at our Answers to Cancer event with our friends at Better Way Health,
yeah.
that the, where modern medicine went wrong was when they abandoned spirit, when they looked at us as just physiological blobs of chemistry and no life-sustaining spirit that really infuses us with the real life.
You're too gracious. They look at us as a bunch of useless eaters is what they look at us as. here's a great quote on hemp, and this is from Francis mm-hmm. Young. He was a former DEA chief administrative law judge. He says, marijuana, which we don't call it marijuana here, but that's what he called it. It's hemp. Hemp in its natural form is one of the safest therapeutically active substances known. It would be capricious, unreasonable, and arbitrary for the DEA to continue to stand between those sufferers and the benefits of this substance. Pretty cool, coming from the former chief administrative law judge for the Drug Enforcement Agency.
Yeah, well, hey, listen, these are the criminals, these agencies that are claiming to protect us from dangerous substances that God mm-hmm. created. In my mind, they are corrupt and working against the health of the people. And, you know, we've seen so much evidence of it. I mentioned the prison industrial complex. It's pretty heavy there in Texas. You know,
yeah.
the amount of money in the private prison system depends upon this ever-worsening war on drugs, which is really a war in many ways on the wrong drugs, because the drugs that are approved by FDA are the ones that are actually more dangerous and killing people.
Well, they are. They are. You look at iatrogenicide, you know, death by medicine, mm-hmm. Over 780,000 deaths a year from doctor errors and so forth. And then you look at a plant like hemp that never haven't had an overdose, never had a death from overdose. However, we've got, mm-hmm. If I remember the statistics correctly for Monumental Myths, I think 1.5 million people are incarcerated every year on drug charges, and a majority of that, well over 50%, is on illegally possessing a plant, hemp, that grows naturally.
Yeah, incredible, incredible. Well, listen, we're not into banning plants. Even banning the people who want to ban plants. We're all about freedom here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It is Outside the Box Wednesday with Ty Bollinger, my good buddy, TMB, RSB. Get Unlock the Power to Heal also, cancertruth.net. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors, including Better Way Health and Carnivora. We'll talk about that because we've got some cancer cures coming up. And banning people who are not vaccinated? Oh, my.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Yeah.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
If you're not yet reading Monumental Myths by Ty Bollinger, my son at 14 is going to beat you to the finish line. Every day he's reading another chapter, Ty. Loving it. Absolutely loving it.
Yeah, yeah, so is he getting to school and teaching the kids about these myths?
You know, I don't know. I mean, his teacher is very open, which is really unusual, to these things and these concepts. She sees through it, but I don't know, because most of the parents tend to be conventional parents, and they're not exposed to this information. So we do know the next generations are wide open, but not 100%, but they're more open to see through the lies. And your book, Monumental Myths, helping them do that, and our book together. Unlock the power to heal.
Yeah, it's great. It's great to get them at a young age to teach them the truth, because, you know, at that age, Bryce is kind of like I love Elijah. Bryce is like Elijah in the fact that he's very, very into learning new things and sharing new things. And so Bryce will go to baseball practice and he'll say, "Hey guys, you know, 9/11 was an inside job." I mean, he's just right out there. He's just bold. You know, he likes to teach.
Oh, we could tell some stories, but not all of them on the air. But we'll get to that. This one comes from Fordham University. It's up on Natural News. We got the links up. You know, if you take your kids to school, you don't have to vaccinate them. We know that. And you know, they try to tell you it's not true. But at the university level, they always say, no, you have to be vaccinated too. But it's also not true. And there's an outbreak. They say that at least in grade school and high school, they were always saying, well, if you're not vaccinated, I know we have to let them in because you got a religious belief. But if there's an outbreak, you have to stay home. And I'm like, whoop-de-frickin'-do. That's fine. I don't want my kids around sick kids. But the irony of this story is that the sick kids are the ones who are vaccinated.
Yeah, it is odd. It's Fordham University. They've had an outbreak, which it's 13 people. I'm not so sure that would be considered an outbreak, but, you know, maybe, let's say it is an outbreak. The thing is, they admit that every student that has come down with the mumps, which they first thought it was the flu, but it turns out it's the mumps, has been vaccinated. And so what do they do? Well, they ban unvaccinated students, but they let the same ones that are sick stay on campus, and they're the ones that could potentially spread it. It is still at the contagious stage. It's completely irrational that they would ban people that have not been vaccinated, but let the ones that are sick back on campus. It's nuts. According to Mike, I'll just read how he recaps the story. He says, so to recap, University of New York, Fordham, reports 13 cases of an illness that should not have emerged, because every single person who caught it had previously been vaccinated, and the school decides to punish the unvaccinated by denying them an education, all the while welcoming back with open arms those who caught the disease and who might still spread it to other students. Mike's got a good way to summarize, doesn't he?
He does. Is there a vaccine for cognitive dissonance? Because those that support vaccinations at this point, what can you say? They're disconnected in their own minds about this. You got all the cases happening in 100% vaccinated individuals. When does the point come where they scratch their head and go, gee, maybe there's a problem with the vaccine? I mean, even though Fordham basically admits it.
Yeah. Well, that vaccination is the holy grail of the Church of Modern Medical Mysticism. And I say that all the time. This is the one thing, the one area that if you want to really get people upset with you, start going against the grain and talking about vaccines in their true light, in the fact that they do not work, that they are toxic, that they are dangerous. I mean, look, the whole industry had to be granted blanket legal immunity in the mid-80s just to stay in business. So beware of any product that's so dangerous that the government has to say you can't sue the manufacturer, even if it kills you or your kid, and in the mm-hmm. same breath says, but you have to be injected, and you must also inject your child from birth onwards. Okay, that's a dangerous combination there.
Mm-hmm. It is, and it's just like, if you get a group of 4th, 5th, and 6th graders together, Ty, and you say, here we go, we got this product. And in order to bring it to market, because no one really was going to willingly buy it, maybe a few, but not everybody, certainly not even close to everybody. But in order to make it viable for it to be even manufactured, mm-hmm. the manufacturers would have to be absolved of all responsibility should their products injure, maim, or kill whoever is using them. Mm-hmm. And the kids would go, how would they let that on the market? Not only do they let that on, I mean, they absolve them of responsibility for murder by injection.
Yeah, I mean it is blatantly obvious enough to where even a kid could understand this. Children understand it more than adults because they haven't been propagandized for as long. I think. I mean, look, you mentioned this weekend in Atlanta about Marcia Angel, right? She wrote a book, or she was in a video or something called "The Truth About the Drug Companies." And I think it was an article initially.
Yeah, no, she wrote a book, a full on book.
Okay,
yeah, it was a full on book she wrote about. Yeah,
okay, I could not remember. But, it's obvious. Where did common sense go? I mean, where are the people that are standing up for their rights? But here's the problem, Robert. People that let their kids watch television for 35, 45, 55 an hour. Oh, wait. No, that's not 5 hours a day, I think, is the normal. I think the average child watches 5 hours of television per day. And, mm-hmm. you know, if we watch something on TV, we will pause the commercials so the kids don't get indoctrinated in any of the crap over the break. But
yes.
most parents don't do that, and so their kids are in 5 hours in front of the boob tube getting indoctrinated. And so this and look at the commercials for drugs. Look at the commercials for all of these toxic things that we're being told they're okay. Not only they're okay, they're good for you.
Listen, if your kids can't see through the commercials and tell you all the lies that are contained within it, then you're sucking the eggs as a parent. I'm just saying it. I am. Because you know, they should be able to see through it. And you can teach them. Moms, dads, step it up. It's Outside the Box Wednesdays with Ty Bollinger right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We've got some cancer cures coming up next.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
The drone shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Hey,
all
I
is
like
well.
That.
I'm pumped up now. How about you, Ty?
I'm feeling like the show now, man. I'm ready to go for an hour, but we only have half an hour, so we better talk fast.
I know. We were pretty much shucking the eggs for the first half hour. Now we're on. Now we're ready.
Now we're ready.
Yeah. So, hey, you know, prostate cancer. We've discussed it on the air. It's clearly and obviously a deficiency of radiation in the groin. That's clearly what prostate cancer is.
It is. It's a deficiency of radiation and or chemotherapy as well. So, yeah, I'm with you.
Thanks for backing me up on that, because I knew it was going to be a controversial thing to say. Now, everybody go sit on a radioactive piece of uranium or something, and it'll heal everything. No, of course, it's ridiculous. But that's how these doctors will treat it and ignore the fact that they're finding a link between something like bisphenol A and prostate cancer.
Well, yeah, BPA, it has an estrogenic effect on the body. As we've spoken about in the past, it's not about testosterone being a male hormone and estrogen being a female hormone. Males and females have both, but they're different ratios. And what BPA does is it affects the ratio. It's a hyperestrogenic, and so it causes the estrogen to rise, and so it affects the testosterone to estrogen ratio, and you have prostate cancer, cervical cancer, breast cancer, uterine cancer. These are all estrogen-sensitive cancers, and so that's why BPA is so bad, the bisphenol A. You really want to watch out for this, and BPA is in just about everything, isn't it? Almost any plastic that's out there that doesn't say BPA-free has BPA, right?
Well, and listen, even if you try to avoid it, for instance, if you go out to a restaurant or go out to a grocery store or anything, and they print you out a receipt, that ink is held together with bisphenol. I mean, BPA. I want to wash my hands every time I touch this stuff.
Yeah, and they do that on the receipts because otherwise the ink would fade quickly. So they, you know, that's their plausible story why they're doing it. But my goodness, yes, BPA is everywhere. What I've gotten to where when they'll hand me a receipt, I'll just say, hey, you know, throw it away. I don't even want to touch them. And I've taught the kids not to touch the receipts as well because of the BPA, right? It's gonna leach through your skin. Your skin's one of your biggest organs that absorbs not only nutrients but also toxins. And so you touch those receipts, it's gonna leach through your skin.
So if you do touch a receipt, run and wash your hands and then get into the far infrared sauna and sweat it back out right away.
There you go. Oh, yeah. Far infrared saunas, they're great. They're great for cancer as well. Part of the hyperthermia protocol that I talk about in Cancer Step Outside the Box. Cancer cells don't do well when you superheat them. And the normal cells, they do just fine.
Yeah, and that's a doctor's order scenario, far infrared. You got to get the stuff out, okay? Now, this leads us to another cancer story, and this relates to an outbreak, a cluster of leukemia cases that may, in fact, have something to do with tungsten, a heavy metal that not as many people know about. They know about mercury and lead and arsenic and cadmium, but thanks to the health ranger, tungsten is now on our radar screen as well.
Yeah, and I'm so glad that Mike published this article about tungsten being linked to leukemia because if you remember, it was maybe a month ago when he was getting lambasted for his studies, and there were some people that were pretty well known in this industry that were just basically saying that Mike's a quack and an idiot. And one of the specific comments I remember was that, who says tungsten's bad for you? Okay, and this was a guy that I used to look up to that said this, and he was making fun of Mike, saying that tungsten is basically harmless and that Mike was pretty much of an idiot for saying that tungsten was dangerous, that there's no studies have been shown that tungsten's bad. Well, you know what, guy? I'm not going to even name him. Here's a study that shows that it's been linked to leukemia in children. So I'm really glad that Mike published that. If nothing else, just to vindicate what he's doing because the work that he's doing is pioneering work. And this is a study that backs up the fact that you want to watch out for high levels of tungsten. Yes, you do.
Right. And Super Don, you stopped opening up the old light bulbs, the incandescents, because we did. Used to take out the tungsten and chew on it, right, just for fun. You stopped doing that, right?
Yeah, well, you know, we talked about that, and you convinced me I had to switch to something else. But, you know.
Well, I mean, there is a strange irony. Tungsten's in there. It doesn't tend to come out. And if the light bulb breaks, you don't see tungsten vaporizing into the atmosphere. And we're not trying to say tungsten is suddenly safe, but the reality I have to bring up is the replacement bulbs, the twirly ones that you see, all loaded with mercury and mercury vapor, which is another aspect of, I believe, a link to a lot of things, including cancer. So another heavy metal link.
Yeah, that was one of the things that we were talking to the guys at Better Way Health about this weekend was the new bulbs. I call them curlicues. All the curlicue bulbs, they're full of mercury. And if you do break one, the disposal procedure that you're supposed to follow is similar to a hazmat disposal procedure. You're supposed to clear the house, you're supposed to open all the windows, and you're supposed to, you know, not touch it with your hands, you're supposed to put on some kind of a mask, get it out, and then you're supposed to allow your house to air out for a period of 24 to 48 hours. I'm sure that everybody that breaks a bulb does that, right?
Yeah, well, and that's what concerns me about all of these retailers of these new bulbs. You know they're breaking occasionally, and they're not calling the hazmat team. They're not. And Home Depot's, Lowe's, all these places. So all of this exposure on top of exposure on top of exposure, it's a wonder we're all alive. I mean, I've said this so many times, the majesty of creation that would allow us to be resilient enough to survive, but the adaptation leads us into the cancer realm, which we talked a lot about that at the Entrance to Cancers with our friends at Better Way Health this weekend in Atlanta. Now, to cure cancer, of course, the big three, we've already mentioned radiation, chemotherapy, and even surgery.
the last ditch efforts of chemotherapy. There's a big story here about doing it like end stage. You got the old folks on all of this stuff at the end stage are going, hey, let's get one more big dose of chemo in them. Did you see this?
I did, and it reminds me of the email communication that I had a couple years ago with a radiologist. That was just this was the communication that he shared with me that led him to leave the profession when he was communicating with radiation oncologists, and they said, hey, I don't care if the patient's going to die or not, we got to get at least 3 radiation sessions in before they die, otherwise we're not going to get paid. And so you see at that point the greed that is funding this industry, that is pervasive in this industry. But this is just right in line with that. Last-ditch chemo may mean death in the ICU, study finds. This is an NBCNews.com article. And so they're basically, the gist of the article is that these patients are going to die, but now they're going to die miserable because the chemotherapy is going to make them feel horrible before they die. It's not going to work. And here's a quote from the article. This is directly from the article. It says, recently the American Society for Clinical Oncology identified end-of-life chemotherapy as one of the top 5 practices that could improve patients' care if stopped. I was blown away when I read that one sentence.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Incredible. Incredible. Mm-hmm. And, of course, in the realm of radiation, it's not only the direct radiation applied within the field of oncology, but as we've talked about since Fukushima happened, the rising levels of radiation around and even other nuclear plants that are suspect. I mean, I think they shut the one down at San Onofre. There's more evidence. There's some strange clusters occurring mm-hmm. of genetic defects, including children being born without any brains. I mean, parts of their head are not there. Yeah.
Yeah,
and I don't know that it's definitely
State,
part
right?
of it, but... Yeah. So, and that's part of where we're concerned about the radiation coming over from Fukushima. Could it be related? I don't have a definitive answer, but I am suspicious.
Yeah, I'm suspicious too. And also regarding that story about the children being born without brains, there's a nuclear plant that's pretty close to there that they have had some issues with up in Washington State. So it may be a combination of Fukushima with that. I don't know either. It's all speculation. But
yeah,
regardless of what the mainstream media tells you, radiation ain't good for you.
Yeah, and we've got a lot to cover in terms of remedies. We've talked about selenium. We've talked about things to improve liver detoxification, lymphatic detox as well. While the doctors are trying to rip out your lymphatic system, we're trying to heal it. What about the modulation of the immune system, particularly with our friends at Carnivora? They have an incredible – I like the liquid. You do the capsules, but it's an amazing botanical, as pure gets. And I think that this is something I would say everybody at this point, and I know it's you're generalizing again, Robert, but we're all dealing with an environment that is trying to cause cancer now.
Yeah.
We've got to do extra steps.
Yeah, I agree. And Carnivora is just an amazing immunomodulator. And I talked about immunomodulation in one of the interviews with Carol when we were up there in New York City. It hasn't aired yet, but we explained what immunomodulation is. People think that you need to ramp up your immune system. Well, that may be the case if you have cancer and your immune system has failed, but there's a lot of autoimmune diseases that are occurring today where your immune system is actually working too fast. And so Carnivora works with that as well. It modulates immunity. You don't want your car running at 5,000 RPMs, and you don't want it running at 50 RPMs. You want it at 2,500 RPMs. And so that's what Carnivora does, is it upregulates or it downregulates as is necessary so that your body runs at the right, the proper RPMs. It runs at the right speed as far as the immune system is concerned. And that's why Carnivora is so good. There's so many different substances that actually do boost your immune system, but you might want to stay away from them if you have an autoimmune disorder. Carnivora is good for cancer, and I can say this because I don't sell it. They don't claim right. to do treat cancer, but it works well with cancer. I know many cancer patients that it's worked well with, but it also works well with many autoimmune disorders. So I would really encourage the listening audience to get a hold of Carnivora. It's one of the staples of the nutritional protocol that we take as a family on a daily basis.
Yeah, and I think, for those of you who think, well, I'm eating cleanly, I'm living a clean lifestyle, that's great, and we do too. But we do these extra things. We do them. We must do them to protect the next generations who haven't had the advantage of healthy foods for generations prior at this point. We've had to rebuild our bodies to be healthy, and carnivore is a big part of that.
It is. It's a big part of that, and it's funny when people will contact me, and they'll say, well, what should I take? And I say, well, I can't tell you what you should take, but let me share with you what our regimen is each day, and then I'll let them know the supplements that we take, and they're like, oh, wow, I can't afford to take that. And so that's when I go down the road with them, okay, how many times a week or how many times a month do you eat out? Okay, mm-hmm. Average of 10 times a month. $50 a time. That's $500 a month that you are basically peeing down the toilet in order to eat genetically modified foods, to eat pesticide-laden foods, to eat foods that are going to compromise your health. Why don't you stop going out to dinner, save that $500, and then you can afford all the supplements that I just recommended.
Yeah, including the carnivora. By the way, you can reach them toll-free. Write this number down. They're linked up in the show notes as well at robertscottbell.com. 866-836-8735. Toll-free, 866-836-8735. You will thank them, as I do, for carnivora, for being there and doing wonderful work for modulating all of our immune systems. We have a Major League moment of duh, and Ty Bollinger is going to lead us into it. Also, if you throw a party for consumers and the consumers are not invited, is it really a party or is it an assault? We'll find out.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card to leave enough to dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Self-reliance, survival supplies, survival skills, national experts. Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers. This spring in Tulsa, it's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo. A must-be-there event. Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests. David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers. Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference. Hear Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and members of the American Prepper Network. Along with many other leading national experts. Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations, walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more. Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission. Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalists Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event. Get your free tickets now. NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence course. resources to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
While the anti-science whiners are hiding in their moms and dads' closets and maybe, I don't know, down in the basements, yelling epithets at Ty Bollinger and Robert Scott Bell for talking about the things we talk about, we're actually covering the science as it should be covered. And there's such good science. We just wonder why somebody had to pay for it. And we actually have some that it relates to kids and families, and I think you're going to want to hear about this one. But it's so absurd, it's one of those things that we call today's
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yeah, today's Moment of Duh is brought to you by RCA and the Association for the Promotion of TV Dinners.
Why would it be brought to you by them? What do they have to do with this?
Well, it's an article here that it's definitely a Moment of Duh article. Bedroom TVs linked to childhood obesity. Do they really need a study to tell us that if kids are not outside exercising, you know, shooting hoops, jumping on the trampoline, but they're sitting in their bedroom watching TV for the 5 hour average per day, that they're probably going to be fatter than kids that exercise? That doesn't really seem to me that it needs any kind of a study. It seems to be pretty self-evident to me. Maybe that's just me. Maybe they didn't need a study.
See, all those years, Ty, the scientists were just figuring out these kids were basically bicep curling with their televisions. And lo and behold, they were actually just sitting down and watching it.
They were bicep curling with their TV dinners, which, when we were growing up, they weren't healthy, but even now they're way less healthy because of the GMOs in the TV dinner. So, hey, instead of playing outside, they're watching TV and eating the GMO food. No wonder they're obese. I mean, of course.
Right.
Yes.
Well, and speaking of GMO foods, there's a big conference that was held, Biotech Industries, a secret GMO consumer benefit event. And you think, you know, hey, consumer benefit event, let's invite the consumers. No. Consumers allowed. You're not invited. We want to tell all the wonderful things you're going to get, but you're not invited. What is that?
How can you call it a consumer benefit meeting if the consumers aren't welcome? You know, it reminds me of back when the H1N1 was happening, back in 29, I think it was. You remember Margaret Chan, who was the Secretary General for the WHO? She defended the fact that they were keeping all of the financial ties between the advisors for the WHO and big pharmaceutical companies. They were keeping all of those ties secret. And her reason for keeping them secret was that it was going to protect the integrity and the independence of the members while ensuring transparency. How does that make it more transparent by keeping secret what's going on? It's complete doublespeak. I mean, George Orwell, I'm sure, was very proud of Ms. Chan. But that reminds me of what we're talking about here with this consumer meeting. Consumers aren't allowed, by the way, but it's a consumer meeting.
Right, right. They said there were 15 speakers there, 144 participants, and guess what the percentage of them that were in favor of more GMOs?
Very high 90s?
It was 100%. 100%.
I thought maybe there was one dissenting voice. Okay, 100%.
No, they didn't let any dissenter, any consumers in there. Super Don wasn't even allowed to go.
I wasn't allowed to go.
And it's
you were mentioning Super Don, that this reminded you of something from a couple of years ago. What was it?
I remember a couple of years ago there was a meeting at the White House. Obama and Biden and everybody were having this meeting about transparency in government. And you know who wasn't allowed to be at that meeting? The media. No media allowed a transparency meeting. Yeah.
But, you know, I guess only in America in 2014 could something like this be published, and people will just read it, and they'll just go on. Mm-hmm. Kind of like with our friend Nick Brannigan. Remember he was doing the video about the fluoride, adding more fluoride
right,
to the water?
Yeah.
And on the petition that people were signing was that this is toxic fluoride that will reduce IQ in children and make them dumber. And people were still signing it. I mean, I guess only in America now can you get away with an article like this without having an uprising.
Incredible, incredible. Well, we revealed today that the Quackbusters are being funded by Big Pharma. No big surprise there. Tomorrow they're really going to be upset with me, Ty, because we got Barbara Lowe Fisher from the National Vaccine Information Center coming on board.
Wow, that's going to be a good
awesome.
One. I'll be sure and listen to that one tomorrow.
Well, everybody, get a hold of Ty's books, including Cancer, Step Outside the Box, Monumental Myths, and the new one, TMB and RSV Together, Unlock the Power to Heal, and you will be empowered to heal. You won't need permission from anybody. That's a good place to be if you're an adult or if you want to be one. That's why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show with Ty Bollinger, because the power to heal,
is
yours. And yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best. For my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.